federal highway safety officials say the number of people killed in all alcohol-related driving crashes dropped almost 4% last year compared to 2006. But alcohol-related driving deaths among motorcyclists rose 10% nationally, and half the states saw an increase. In Wisconsin, the number of motorcyclists that died in alcohol-related crashes rose by 13 to a total of 47. Tens of thousands of Harley-Davidson riders are gathered in Milwaukee this week for the company's 105th anniversary. Bill Vaughn of Sister Bay says he's seen riders having trouble balancing alcohol and passengers.
With a passenger, you got a whole different ball game with luggage and all of that. It throws you off. They have a couple of beverages, and they're going down.
Vaughn also says some inexperienced riders buy bikes that are too powerful. Vaughn's friend, Jack Opitz, also of Sister Bay, says he thinks there are more riders on the road.
Because of the fuel prices right now, and a certain percentage of those riders are going to be drinking alcohol, I personally don't exceed with a two-beer or two-drink, two-wheel limit, and that keeps you under the alcohol consumption. To be intoxicated is usually three.
The sheriff's department in Washington County says it helped a few intoxicated motorcyclists get a ride home after a Harley-Davidson party this week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.